Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Pirate radio broadcaster, yours truly, Dave the Rave, with a brand new edition of my Relics and Rarity show. Yes, those hit 45s and those records that deserve that second chance on the radio. Broadcasting live from the No Static Attic. On a Rescue record label, Bill Short and the Shocks, the Blacksmith Blues. Yes, and I wish I could rescue so many people, because it was one tragic week in our country, in our history. So many unfortunate and just, I can't even imagine what somebody was thinking. The tragedy in Las Vegas, Nevada, and of course in the rock and roll world, we also had a tragic loss. The loss of the great Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, and a guy that I love, saw him a couple times in concert, gave us a lot of great music. Yes, way too young for himself at age 66, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Gotta listen to her heart. Dave the Rave kicking off Relics and Rarities. She's my girl, record that was breaking out onto the charts right around this time in the fall of 78. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Love It. Rest in peace, Tom Petty. Listen to her hard. Kind of reminded me of this classic from The Searchers. Time I walk into this room, the No Static Attic with all these great 45 Searchers from the fall of 64. When you walk in the room,
I said, love is the season, but I can't find a reason why you let me down. When I come around, I'm gonna keep on trying what you bet, 'cause I'm gonna get you. You say is maybe that you might be my baby.
record there was buried on the B-side of a 45 that came out in the summer of 65. The A-side peaked at 102, but I think that was the better side, the Dixie Cups, and I'm going to get you yet. Dave the Rave, it's my Relics of Rarity show as we get ready to head out on patrol. Yes, the Soul Patrol, I believe.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
Porter tune. The guys who wrote a whole bunch of cool records for those Stax Volt recording artists. Produced by the great Steve Cropper and a great B-side. Flip side of the number one hit record by Johnny Taylor, Who's Making Love. Yes, Johnny Taylor on that Stax record label and a great tune called I'm Trying. And speaking of great B-sides, thank you Matt Dillon from Edison, New Jersey. Wanted to hear this great B-side by the Blues Magoos.
It's gonna take a lot more than that to break this bed. I know I'm gonna be for a lot of trouble, I can tell. Cause they gave you wrong. Hey!
great request that is. From late 1966, it was the B-side of the top five hit record, We Ain't Got Nothing Yet, the Blues Magoos. And I did. I got to get away, and I got away to see the Blues Magoos when I was much, much younger, obviously. Saw them, I guess, in 1966 over at Highland Park High School in New Jersey. Yes, they came out with these like electric jackets, and I thought it was like one of the coolest things. It was a great show. Anybody else from Central Jersey? I know we broadcast out here in Central Jersey. Who else was at that Blues Magoos concert in Highland Park, New Jersey? So thank you, Matt Dillon, for that request. And a year earlier, right around the same time in late 65, a year earlier, there was another great B-side, a different record, same title, but another great B-side called Gotta Get Away. Talking about the Rolling Stones, flip side of their hit record is Tears Go By. Great 45 that you definitely got your money's worth, right? Two great sides for 69 cents. Rolling Stones and Gotta Get Away.
From Motown to soul, surf, and garage rock, nobody has more music than Dave the Rave. This is Relics and Rarities from the No Static Attic.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot! Is this week in October of 65, this record was debuting on the WIBG Top 100.
Why do some lovers break up? Never again to make a baby. Why does it happen? Others I know have parted, but we just like we started, baby.
Rave Sure Shot 45 on the Sylvia record label from Joan Moody. And the tune which was, yes, it was Breaking Out on Philadelphia this very week in 1965. Joan Moody, the tune called We Must Be Doing Something Right. Well, I hope so. Yes, and thank you, Daniel Kabacki, for another great request from Mr. Robert Parker.
Everybody get on your feet. You make me nervous when you're in your seat. Take off your shoes and pat your feet. We doing a dance that can't be beat. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Went to a party the other night. Long tall Sally was out of sight. Threw away a wig and her house sneakers too. She was doing a dance without any shoes. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. Hey, little girl with your red dress on. I bet you can barefoot all night long. Take off your shoes and throw them away. Come back and get them another day. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Everybody get barefooted. Take off your shoes. Henry, he said to Sue, if I barefoot, would you barefoot too? Sue told John, I stole your stew. I was barefooting ever since I was two. They was barefooting. They was barefooting. They was barefooting. We barefooting. We barefooting. We barefooting.
Yeah, we were just chilling, having a great time, playing a lot of cool records for you. Like that one from Mr. Robert Parker. Barefootin', take off them shoes. Take off! No, don't go there. Don't do that, Dave.
He's got a turntable, and he knows how to use it. Relics and Rarities with another collectible cut from Dave the Rave.
Indeed, they're on the Jordan record label by the Green Beats, making his debut on the Relics Rarity Show. The Green Beats and a tune called You Must Be the One. And for our good friend in Chloe, North Carolina, Bill Moore, this is your song. South from Daytona Beach, Florida, I should say. The Nightcrawlers featuring Chuck Conlon, Little Black Egg, a song which came out in late 65 and peaked on the Billboard Top 100. It actually didn't even make the Top 100. It bubbled under at number 135, then later released Cap Records in 67 and actually made it to number 85. But of course, it did much better in places like their hometown down there in Florida. That was a much bigger hit. Once again, the Nightcrawlers and Little Black Egg.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
You come around someday again.
You're my love.
We said goodbye, but this isn't the end.
So
Sure Shot 45. Love that record. The Renegades on the Polaris record label. And a tune called Waiting For You. Yes, I'm waiting. Where were you? Because I need you.
Don't bother crying. Don't bother crawling. It's all over now. No use in stalling. The love I once felt, I don't feel anymore for you. This time I'll even open the door for you. You walked out when I was down. Well, now I'm well off. And look, look who's coming round. Where were you when I needed you? Where were you when I wanted you? Where were you when I needed you? Where? Oh, you're looking good. It's hard to fight it, but no use explaining. I've already decided that living with you, it's worse than without you. I won't spend a lifetime worrying about you. All things got rough and you disappeared. Now I'm back on my feet, but look, look who's standing there. So wild, I knew you were nobody's innocent child. That first day I saw you, you really got to me. I thought I could change you, what good did it do me? All things got rough and you wouldn't wait. Now you're tripping back, but babe, babe, it's too late.
Grassroots, and pretty much their first real big hit. Top 30 hit record for the Grassroots in 66, and Where Were You When I Needed You? I'm right here in the No Static Attic. Day of the Rave with all the records you crave. And of course, that mystery oldie contest is coming up, so don't go anywhere.
This is Dave the Rave.
Come on, baby. Let the good time roll. Come on, baby. Let me thrill your soul.
Home of relics and rarities in the No Static Attic.
For the Relics and Rarities Super Express. Well, it is February, late February of 1964, and I'm looking for a train to take me to Erie, Pennsylvania. It's a cool radio station, WJET. It's 1400 AM, and I heard that debuting on their Top 60 Music Survey in February of 64 was this very cool record by Anita Humes and the Essex.
You're a curfew.
Curfew lover,
oh no.
just wish more stations were playing that record back in 64. Kind of a cool record, a good double-sided 45. Roulette record label for that one. Anita Humes and the Essex, the group that had a walking miracle and Easier Said Than Done and a tune called Curfew Lover. Well, how many of you figured out last week's mystery oldie? Yes, we play a record, and just for fun, you got to try to figure out who's doing the record. And of course, I said it's never too late to take a guess. And of course, well, you might say that the artist singing this record is beautiful, because Beautiful is a big hit on Broadway. So if you heard last week's mystery oldie and you said Carole King, well, you got it right. So congratulations to Santi in South Florida, that is South Beach, and Alan Kirshner. Carole King record. Yes, from the 50s. Carole King, the school bells are ringing. Once again, Santi, South Beach, Florida, and Alan Kirshner from Campbellsport, Wisconsin. They knew that it was Carole King, my mystery oldie winners. Yes, the school bells are ringing, and so are these bells.
Yours exclusively to enjoy
you hear those bells? It's kind of a forgotten hit record, but it was a big hit record. So I'll tell you what, let's make it a delayed mystery oldie. First couple winners I'll announce next week on the program. Call me up right now. Tell me who's doing this song. 609-948-HITS. 609-948-4487. Who just did that record? And of course, you could also email me, dave@davetherave.com.
Dave the Rave, relics and rarities. Whoa, ho, ho, ho. Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 110,045s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. February of 65, the Poets. That fell through the cracks. 65, my discovery of the week. I love it. UK Decca 45, The Poets. That's the way it's got to be. A group that was a Scottish band. It was actually discovered by Andrew Lou Goldham, the manager of the Rolling Stones. So he assigned them to his record label and produced that record as well. Once again, The Poets. That's the way it's got to be. Speaking of the Rolling Stones, yes. Somebody who's waiting for me in the shadows, I see her.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones 45, a hit for them. Have You Seen Your Mother, Baby, Standing in the Shadows, a record which debuted on the Billboard charts October 8th of 1966. And I don't know about my mother, but I think the next disc jockey is standing in the shadows. Yes, saying Data Rave, check the clock on the wall. That's going to do it for Relics and Rarities. Love playing these cool 45s for you and those records that, you know, might have been a hit, but you might not have heard them in quite some time. Yes. Of course, if you got a special lost 45, well, do contact me. My email address, dave@davetherave.com. And, of course, if you get my voicemail, we're getting a lot of phone calls today, so a lot of calls ended up in voicemail. I will call you back. Leave your name and phone number. And, of course, you can always email me once again, dave@davetherave.com, or dial me up at 609-948-HITS. That's 609-948-4487. Dave the Rave with all the records you crave. You can check out archive shows at my website, www.davetherave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities. Thank you.